Imagination is the foundation of life. Whatever we do in life, it stimulates out of our concept of imagination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Imagination is the foundation of life. Einstein was very happy when he said these words, imagination is the foundation of life, because his entire life, his entire attitude of being was to be creative, to be imaginative, to listen to that inner voice within him as it revealed all of the exciting things that were going on in his world. Now, how could he listen to that inner voice? How could he listen to those exciting things that were going on in his world? He listened to those things because he became still within himself. Now, what made him a genius in physics, a genius in letters, a genius in creativity? What made him someone who had ideas that the world wanted to listen to? What made him a great professor, a person that people wanted to come and learn from? It was not his stale attitude of learning what's in books and teaching what is in books and telling people what is in books, but learning from what is in the mind, what is in the brain, what is in our thinking. And every day in his classrooms, he would be teaching the students to listen within, learn the foundation of mathematics, and then apply it. Now, imagination is the application of anything in our life. Imagination is the application of anything in our life that leads us to the direction we want to go. Now, if we want to understand space, if we want to understand time, if we want to understand human relations, human nature, if we want to understand what's going on inside of man, you and I, what's going on inside of our thinking system, well, we're not going to find it out by reading a book. Reading a book is someone else's idea of how these things function. Now, truly there's nothing wrong with another man's idea of how these things function, but it does not tell you or me how things function inside of us. And we want to know how things function inside of us. And the only way we can do that is by going inside of us, going inside of who we are. So I go inside of myself in meditation. I just take my 100% attention and apply it to whatever it is I'm thinking about. I might be thinking about writing a book. I might be thinking about giving a talk. I might be thinking about sharing some ideas with another. I might be thinking about another person's problem of how they're going to enjoy healing in their life and what they have to do to enjoy it and how all the drugs in the world, all the medications in the world, all the medical doctors and other helpers in the world who help people overcome their problems, all these things are of no value if you don't get down to the foundation of what caused the problem. What caused the circumstance to be there of something that we don't want in our life or something we do want in our life? What caused it is our imagination. Now, our imagination can tear us to pieces, can destroy us and utterly put us under. But our imagination can also raise us up to heights that we could never have dreamed of. Our imagination lifts our heart, lifts our mind, lifts our being into a focus that is really fantastic. And we want to understand how we get into that focus that is really fantastic. how we get into that awareness of the divinity that we are. How do we get into it? Well, we get into that by doing very simple things. Very simple. The first step to step into imagination as the foundation of life is to have a thought. And as we have these thoughts, which are things, as we have these thoughts, we reveal to ourselves what it is we're thinking about. So, we're thinking about how we're going to have a healing circumstance in our life. And we say to ourselves, okay, now I can have chiropractic, I can have Ayurveda, I can have medical doctors, medical science, I can have psychiatry, psychology, I can have a jillion possibilities, all of them valid, all of them wonderful, all of them beneficial, and all of them function. And when you have something like that, it functions very clearly, very quickly, very dramatically in our life. And then the circumstance comes up again, which had caused us to be confused, and we are confused again. And then we overcome our problem, and we go on living, and then our imagination again stifles our thinking and gets us going into something that drives us right up the wall. And we say, I need to get to the foundation of my thinking. I need to get to the foundation of this idea. The outer effects that I use to bring a change in my life are only temporary. Because if I return to my thinking that brought me these problems, if I return to the thinking that brought me these circumstances that are not desirable for me, again and again and again, I'll have the problem again and again and again. So now, I sit in imagination, I sit in meditation, and I say to myself, all right, I have this circumstance. Whenever I think of another person and I talk with them and they tell me their problems, and I say, the way to solve your problem is to change your thought, and the way to change your thought is to take your thinking and put it on something beneficial. Imagine your thinking doing wonderful possibilities. And then I say to myself, huh, if this works so well for somebody else, why doesn't it work equally well for me? Why doesn't it work equally well for me to use my imagination in a very positive way, in a very beneficial way, to accomplish the goals of my life, to accomplish the desires of my life, to accomplish the wholeness in my life? And the answer comes back to me, I have not trained myself in being a good metaphysician. I have not trained myself in learning how to think and keep my thought one-pointed on whatever it is that is the desire of my heart. If the desire of my heart is wholeness and all of its ramifications, if the desire of my heart is wholeness, then it is up to me to take my imagination and let it ponder this area. Let it think about how wonderful it is to be whole and perfect. Let my imagination think how great it is to have thoughts in my mind that bring forth the expression of wonderful, holistic imagination in my life. Now, if I haven't practiced on this, if I haven't trained myself as I did in mathematics, saying 2 times 2 is 4, and once I trained myself in that and gave myself up totally to that, the entire field of mathematics opened up before me like a golden book. So, should I choose to experience wholeness in my body, mind, and spirit? If I choose to experience it, then I start to think in that realm, not in the realm of the problem. because that only exacerbates the problem. That only makes the problem bigger and bigger and bigger. But if I think about my wholeness, my purity of mind, my purity of thought, I have such pure thoughts, always thinking of my ideal body, my ideal mind, my ideal being, always thinking of my ideal self. And when I think of my ideal self, when I let my imagination rumble around in the area of purity and wholeness and goodness, right action, when I let my imagination rumble around in that area, it just manifests that which I'm thinking about in my life. And so that which I'm thinking about, wholeness, perfection, my ideal self, when I think about that, and I think about that, only the wholeness, not the problem, only the wholeness, not the circumstance that might be disastrous to me, but only the wholeness. And as I think of only the wholeness, I demonstrate only the wholeness in every area of my life. Imagination is the foundation of life. Imagination is the foundation of all experience. Imagination is the delight, the fulfillment of the desires that I have in my heart, that I have in my mind, that I have in my life. Imagination reveals them to me in a very wonderful way. Now, the question comes, how do I develop this imagination? I desire, through imagination, to have my ideal beingness expressed. So in my imagination, I think about what is my ideal beingness. In my imagination, I think about what is the ideal me. What does that mean? What does that postulate for me as something very definite, very positive for my life right now? And so I take my imagination and I think about wholeness. I think about wholeness in my ideal body. I don't think about illness. I only think about wholeness. I think my ideal body is, it can run, can jump, can swim. My ideal body is eternally youthful. My ideal body is eternally whole and perfect. My ideal body is representative of the ideal of what a body is. How can I visualize what an ideal body is? I visualize it because it is so beautiful and so wonderful, and that is who I am. Now, you say to yourself, when am I going to have time to visualize this? When am I going to have time to think about it? Well, you have time to think about your illness. That makes a claim upon you, and you cannot ignore it. Well, now, that same claim, that same possibility, that same probability of you thinking about the negative for yourself, put that to work on the positive. It doesn't matter whether it's a moment or two, a day, an hour, a year. It doesn't matter what it is. Time is immaterial. It's just the fact that you say to yourself, I am ideal being now. Two times two is four, two times two is four, two times two is four. I am the ideal being now. I am the ideal being now. I am the ideal being now. And as I say that, my subconscious mind and my conscious mind and all of the aspects of my thinking system say, okay, I am the ideal being now. Okay, I know what the ideal being now is, my subconscious mind says. I know what the ideal being is now, says my conscious mind. I know what the ideal being is now, says my allness. Now, we don't have to think about it. All we do is affirm the truth. I am my ideal being now. And as we affirm this truth, as I affirm this truth, it radiates through every cell of my body, through every organ, action, function of who I am. It is my inner and my outer expression. I am my ideal self. And as I proclaim this, as I name this, as I call this out of my inner awareness, 2 times 2 is 4 is a mathematical formula that functions at all times. It's a principle, and I can use it. That principle is in me, and it's available to me. Now, if I don't use it, it's still there. It's still in me, available to me. It's still something that I can use as a principle if I choose. But if I don't choose to use it, I'm using some other principles, and I'm thinking of some other aspects of life, then it is of no value to me. It's no benefit to me. It's just there. Our ideal self is always just there in us, waiting for us to call it forth, waiting for us to give it attention as the ideal being. And as we give attention to our ideal being shines forth in our life more brilliantly, more beautifully, more wonderfully. That's our meditation. Imagination is our meditation. Imagination is the foundation of life. And now, what is it the foundation of life, the life of? The life of wholeness and goodness and beauty, magnificence? Indeed it is. Imagination is the fulfillment of everything that we could ever desire. It is a tool. And as a tool, it is awaiting our use of it and awaiting our expectation from it, and awaiting our claim on it, and experiencing it as done. Remember, it's as simple as 2 times 2 is 4. It's as simple as saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal. I am ideal. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know that I am. And that which I am is fulfilled in me now. That which I am is fulfilled in me, and my imagination is what I use to check on it, to know what my inner self is, what my inner reality is. And my inner self lets me do that and says, go for it. Go for it. It is your truth. It is your wisdom. It is your allness right now. Go for it. Enjoy it. And as you enjoy it, you name it, you claim it, and it is you and it is me. Know with me that I love you. I love you. I love you. Name it with me and claim it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. And it is done now. Have a wonderful, glorious day. And let it be a day that imagination is found in you as the foundation of all of life now.